This is apparently the number one product that ChatGPT has come up with. Are you ready? It didn't sell too well on Amazon, but my understanding from the person who created that product was it did actually sell quite well off Amazon through specialty golf stores. One thing you'll need to consider when thinking about gardening tools is the MOQ. How many units will you need to purchase minimum, most likely from China, to send into, for example, United States? That is something to think about. Some products can be good for Amazon while others won't be good for Amazon. Would I personally go and invest time and energy into a new dog collar or a new pet bowl? I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser. Today is going to be a very interesting episode. We've gone to ChatGPT, the guru of all gurus, to find out what will be the top selling products of next year and should we invest in them. I've got 7 products to unveil right before me. Apparently the best one I'm going to save for last, and I'm going to dive deep into each one and see if it's going to be a, or is it going to be a, or is it going to be a, all right, let's do it. Boom. All right, guys, this one, gardening tools. The search volume for this is growing, particular in spring. Wholesale price is $3 to $10 a unit. The retail price is $15 to $40 a unit. And I can tell you from the retail price already, we want to ideally have it above $30. I wouldn't be going for anything under $30. Yeah, for $15 is out. But so we could sell this product for $40. So that gets so far a good. And the wholesale price, as I said, is $3 to $10. That's still going to be a Amazon fees. Yes, Amazon fees. Now, keep in mind, Amazon fees are going to be consistent across the board. It's saying $2.50 a unit, referral fee is 15%, of course, which is standard. And the estimated monthly volume is, and this is revenue, with 2% conversion on 50,000 searches could be $45,000 to $60,000 per month. So based on that, I'm going to say, okay, so while we're on gardening tools, the thing to consider here is that there's a bucket load. Can I say bucket load? There's a lot of gardening tools on the market. So I'd be trying to find something that might be somewhat unique, has a different spin on it, because you can appreciate it's going to be a very, very red sea of gardening tools. But the good thing is lots of people need gardening tools. It's probably more an evergreen, excuse the pun, niche that people are always going to need gardening tools throughout the seasons within the United States and the rest of the world. One thing you'll need to consider when thinking about gardening tools is the MOQ. How many units will you need to purchase minimum, most likely from China, to send into, for example, United States? That is something to think about. You don't want to end up with 50,000 units sitting in the FBA center and you can't sell them. They might. I don't think so. I mean, if you think about when you go to Bunnings, it's in Bunnings. You can't. Most people just go with like the cheap little shovel. Like, oh yeah, $2, yeah, whatever. They're not going, oh, it's the brand. So pricing, $15 to $40. You might find that at the lower end of the spectrum, people don't care about brand. But when you get up to the higher end of the spectrum, $40, people do care about brand. And therefore, is your brand going to be able to compete with the higher end and more established brands in the market? Something to think about. Number 6. What could this one be? Golf accessories. Now, I actually have some experience selling golf accessories. The item that I sold was the tool that helped with someone's swing. It was a digital product. Ultimately, I was helping someone else sell it, but it wasn't a very good invention. So it just didn't end up selling. We end up just dumping it. The lesson there though for you guys is that you need to do the product market research before you actually go and produce the product, because by the time he came to me, it was already produced. It was manufactured, it was in the box. And one way to test your product first, and don't ask your family and friends, because that's a surefire way to get positive feedback. You'll get lots of these, all right, lots of these. but no one's going to want to give you a this, yeah, because they don't want to hurt your feelings. So one way to test your product before you spend millions of dollars manufacturing it is to do a Facebook ad and just test the ad to see if someone comes through and makes a purchase. You could even try it as a pre-sale for your product. If you get 1, 2, 3, 4 sales, you know you've got something that may have legs. So let's see what ChatGPT has to say. The search volume for this golf accessories has a 247% increase. I think what they mean is the increase into next year's products. The average retail price is $15 to $50. As you know, I prefer the higher end. $50 sounds good to me. Wholesale price, $2 to $10. Now, let me say this. Even if we say the wholesale price is $10, we want to add on some money for shipping. So let's say these days, probably 20 to 30%. So I'm gonna go 30%. So there's another $3 on top of that. And then I want to take that now $13 and times it by ideally 5, which would push it up to, you know, towards $60. But I will settle for 4, which is gonna make it around the $50 retail price. So therefore, that bit of information gets what else we got here? Profit margin, 25 to 45%. 25% gets a this. We do not want 25%, because by the time you've taken in ads and other fees to do with Amazon, you might not have any money left over. So 45%, we like that. One of my healthcare products actually has about a 40 to 45%, and I can tell you, it makes a lot of money. Estimated monthly revenue with 3% conversion on 25,000 searches could be $22,500 to $67,500 a month. I would be very careful in the golf accessories niche, however, because I think people who are into golf, I think they like the brand. Think about Titleist and other brands that I can't even think of, for example, right? I'm not a golfer. Just something to think about. Will it be a cool brand for your product? Maybe, maybe not. It's so variable with this product, but based on the numbers at 45%, with a $22,000 to $67,500 revenue. Yeah, I'm gonna say we're gonna touch this one. Next one, number 5. Oh, one of my favorite analogies, which is yoga mats. ChatGPT thinks yoga mats are gonna sell. Okay, like there's not enough of those in the marketplace. We need more yoga mats. So it's in the health and wellness niche. The monthly search volume, height, particular post, oh, okay. It had the highest search volume after the pandemic. The wholesale price, $5 to $10. Retail price, $20 to $40. I don't like that at all. That automatically tells me there's very little margin. So let's think about this. $10 per unit, add about $3 for shipping. We're talking $13 that's landed in the United States, for example. And then I could potentially sell it for $40. That doesn't give me enough margin. Well, let me just keep going down and see what else ChatGPT says, the expert. Amazon fees. Fulfillment fee, $3 to $4, plus the Amazon referral fee of 15%, all very standard. Product margin, this is the important bit, 30% to 50%. I don't know where they get that number from, because I'm assuming that the wholesale price at $5 means you're probably going to be able to sell for $20, and that the wholesale price at $10 means you could sell for $40. Now, maybe ChatGPT knows something that I don't know. Maybe ChatGPT thinks that you can buy a product wholesale for $5 and sell it for $40, which maybe they can. So the potential monthly revenue with 2% conversion on 100,000 searches is $40,000 to $80,000. But honestly, guys, because I know the yoga mat industry intimately, I use it as examples all the time, is completely saturated. Would I invest my money into a new range of yoga mats? Absolutely not.
Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode.
Okay, number 4. Pet supplies, always a favorite amongst new sellers particularly. They love doing pet supplies. Toys, food and accessories. That's the niches. The search volume consistently high with various pet related keywords. The thing you can count on though with the pet niche is that owners love spending money on their pets. And if you've seen recently, the numbers for people having babies is declining, apparently because of cost of living. But as a substitute for that, people think, oh, I'm going to go get a pet. So therefore, they're happy to spend money on their pet because they think it's not going to be as much as a child, and it's also going to give them the satisfaction of patting something every night or getting love. Now, the average retail price, ChatGPT says, is $15 to $40 with a wholesale price of $1.50 to $5. And of course, this varies across the range, so it's hard to tell. But on those numbers, what I will say is I remember doing a product years ago, which was a car chamois, and I think it cost me, it was maybe under $3. So it was really cheap. And so what happens is new sellers come in and they see something that you can buy for $1.50 and they get excited. Wow, I can buy this for $1.50 and then I just ship it to America and then I just make all this money. But what you find is that if you're buying it for $1.50, you could probably only sell it for maybe $10 to $15. And therefore, it excludes that product because I wouldn't sell anything on Amazon that's under $30 retail because you just don't have the cash margin to help pay for all the fees, including ads. Ads is where you're just going to get completely burnt out. And I can sort of feel where this is going with ChatGPT. Where do you think I'm going to land? Let's keep going though. Let's see if ChatGPT can make it up at the end. Profit margin, 20 to 40%. I don't like 20%, I do like 40%. Potential revenue, top sellers could generate $100,000 to $500,000 in annual sales, okay, not monthly sales. Because I know the pet niche pretty well, to me it's saturated. Would I personally go and invest time and energy into a new dog collar or a new pet bowl? Yeah, it's two of those. Number three, custom printed phone cases. Okay. I don't know where ChatGPT is coming up with these, honestly, because there's nothing really amazing about the products that are coming forward here. But anyway, this is what they think is going to be big over the next year where you should invest your money. You tell me, do you think you'd invest money in any of the items that I've already said, including custom printed phone cases? But ChatGPT is saying monthly search volume is over 100,000, okay? Cost of production, $2 a unit. Average retail price, $10 to $25. What am I going to say? Yeah, has to be over $30. But let's keep going. Amazon fees, $1.20 to $2 a unit, depending on the size. I wonder if that's depending on, is it a Pro or a Pro Max? Referral fee, 15%, very standard. The juicy bits, profit margin, 30 to 60% depending on the complexity of the design. Because as you can appreciate, there's different types of phone cases. Maybe one has a zip, maybe one's just a rubber piece that sort of fits around the phone. Some can be leather with diamantes and all sorts of things. So that makes sense, right? It's going to be variable across the range. Potential monthly revenue is $40,000 to $100,000. Honestly, this doesn't excite me. Unless you were going to come up with a phone case that was going to be so unique and just blow people away, I probably would not invest in this. The other thing to think about too is there's new phone cases coming out all the time. So you're going to have to be very careful with your stock and not sort of be holding too much stock. You don't want to go into a new phone series. The next thing you know, like Apple does, they release a new phone. So now all of a sudden the previous phone is now old and, you know, are people now buying that? So that's something that I would certainly think about. So based on that, ChatGPT, that's a no. Number two, resistance bands. Now, these would be sports resistance bands. And I have done some, actually, it was golfing again. They were resistance bands for golf. Very, very hard product to sell because it needed a lot of training of the customer to understand what the product even was and how it was going to benefit their golf game. But it didn't sell too well on Amazon. But my understanding from the person who created that product was it did actually sell quite well off Amazon through specialty golf stores, particularly in, of all places, Japan. Japan love their golf. So on that note, some products can be good for Amazon while others won't be good for Amazon. That was a good example of it. better for off Amazon sales. Now, the monthly search volume for resistance bands is 157,000. The bestseller rank, number 50 in sports accessories, average retail price is $10, and the wholesale price, 70 cents. Minimum order, 100 units. That's incredible. Amazon fees, $2.35 fulfillment, referral fee of $1.30, professional seller fee, $1.33. Now let's go back to the average retail price, $10. You know, I'm going to say it's not above 30. So I do not like that. Sometimes, guys, you could find a product that's going to just sell off the charts where you're not going to have to put in much money, but you'd have to be selling tens of thousands of these products a day. So like paper towel, toilet paper, these sort of commodity items that are just going to fly off the shelf. You may be able to start making money, but you're going to make so minimal money. That's why you need to do the volume to actually be worthwhile. So profit margin on the resistance bands is 40% to 44%. Estimated net profit per sale, $4.08. Estimated monthly volume, $31,000. Guys, it's too easy to copy this product. It's under $30 a unit. It might have a very, very low cost to get in, but don't be suckered in by that. And for that reason, ChatGPT fails again. This is apparently the number one product that ChatGPT has come up with. Are you ready? It is Derma Planning Tools. So my team of experts are telling me this is something to do with your skin. I'm going to have to actually Google what this is. Derma Planning Tools in the beauty niche. But let's see what ChatGPT says. Because, hey, tell you what, if this is the number one product that ChatGPT is saying to sell, maybe I'll sell it. All right, so let's see what Derma Planning Tools are going to bring us. Monthly research volume, 18,000. That's pretty low. Bestseller rank is number 4 in beauty, so that's very high. Average retail price, $12. Wholesale price, $1.60. It's under $30, not a huge fan. $1.60 with 100 units minimum. This might be something actually that if you're brand new to Amazon and you want something to test in the market, just to sort of validate the process and prove to yourself that, you know, you can sort of press the buttons within Amazon, sort of understand the platform. This would be something that I would say to new clients, hey, try this product. You just have to get 100 units. So it's only going to cost you, what's that, like $160, which is nothing. Then ship it in and you could potentially sell for $12. The idea of doing a test product like this for people who are new to Amazon is to just validate the process and get an understanding so it builds confidence. So this could be that. Maybe ChatGPT's onto something here for that at least. Now, Amazon fees, $1.97, referral fee $1.80, professional fees $1.33. So there goes a lot of margin already. They're saying profit margin is 44 to 47%. Now, keep in mind though, that is not going to include your advertising. And you're going to need to advertise in order to stand out in the crowd. Estimated net profit per sale, $5.30. Potential annual revenue of $260,000. Ah, geez, ChatGPT's got me on this one. There's some things that I like. There's some things that I don't like. But I think overall, if you're new to Amazon and you want to test a product, I would say go with ChatGPT. Because the other thing too is it's so small. It's like a little tiny scraper. You could ship it in for next to nothing. I would say give it a go. Okay, guys. So out of the 7 ChatGPT products that apparently are going to make you millions of dollars in the years to come, I've only settled with 3. Potentially gardening, golf accessories, and the number one product from ChatGPT, which was Derma Planning Tools. But above everything, guys, I always recommend ask an expert before you spend millions of dollars. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.